Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
It's always an honor to have one of the greatest trumpet players in the world joining us in the studio. Arturo Sandoval is a 10-time Grammy Award winner, an Emmy Award recipient, a 6-time Billboard Award winner, a 2015 Hispanic Heritage Award recipient, a 2016 Honorary Doctorate recipient in Fine Arts from the University of Notre Dame, and a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. It's a lot. He's also an accomplished composer and pianist. Ladies and gentlemen, Arturo Sandoval.
Thank you.
Arturo Sandoval and his band live in the KNKX studios here on 88.5. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
it's always
so
good to have you here.
Thanks God. This time it's not so early that the previous time we did it. That was extremely early.
Too early for you? We'll keep that in mind.
Man, yes. the trumpet is an instrument. It wasn't created to play in the morning.
No, it's not. Well, do you want to introduce?
Trumpet doesn't work well in the morning.
It didn't work well for me any time of day, and I used
but
to.
But you know what? It's even better at nighttime.
Yeah.
But late afternoon, that works okay too.
It's nighttime somewhere. Yeah. Do you want to introduce your band for us, real quick?
Absolutely. Yes, we got on keyboard Mr. Dave Siegel. We got on percussion Mr. Tiki Pasillas. On the drums, today's your day because his name is Johnny Friday. Johnny Friday on the drums. Man, you got your day every week. That's not fair. I have to wait 1 year to get my day. But you have to... On the bass, Mr. John Belsegai. And on the piano, Mr. Kemuel Roy.
So you've been playing in clubs and concert halls all over the world. You had a ton of albums out. I saw you in the Super Bowl. You played for Presidents. I even turned on the TV and I saw the iPhone 7 commercial where the guy's climbing up and jumping off the diving board, and I hear your music in the background. It's like you're everywhere. I hear you everywhere. So it made me wonder if there's someone out there that you either wish you could play for, and even if they're not with us anymore, you wish they could hear you play or could have heard you play.
Oh, the people who are still alive or the one that are gone already?
Either one.
Man, you know, it's a bunch of them I really would love to play with. One of them is Oscar Peterson.
Mm.
Man, Oscar is one of my biggest heroes. And unfortunately, I met him once, but I never have the honor and the privilege to play together with him. Actually, I wrote a song for him that I sent it to him. He got it, and we talked on the phone a couple of times after that, and he said he would love to play it, but unfortunately, after that, he get very ill, and then he passed away. I would love to play one tune with Count Basie, Big Band.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Little Dolly, not Little... Beep, beep, pop, pop, beep. Oh man, I would die to play that tune with Count Basie. And people like that, you know, I'm so sorry I couldn't meet Louis Armstrong or Rafael Mendez or Harry James. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I would love to play or at least met, you know. But I've been very fortunate because I met a lot of the big ones, too, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got a privilege to play with a few of them.
You played in China for the first time this year, is that right?
That's correct.
How
in the main
that?
Line, yes. We played before a few times in Hong Kong and Taiwan and a few places around, but in the main land, that was the first time this year, yeah.
What was that like?
That was amazing because I was really excited, you know, thinking about how they're going to accept our music there. But to be honest, I was surprised because they really received that thing very well, and the reception was good, and people were very enthusiastic. We played a lot of concerts all over China. Mm-hmm. We spent there like 3 weeks, no? Almost 3 weeks, yeah, like 20 days, and we played a bunch of concerts all over the country.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more, but how about another song?
What about that? Yes.
What about it?
Yeah.
All right. Arturo Sandoval and his band in the KNKX studios on 88.5. Arturo Sandoval live in the studios. Well done, my friend.
How many tunes you gonna use in the thing? All of them, yeah. Only one?
Yeah, on all of them.
Yeah. Okay. So far, this is my favorite.
That's nice. I like that.
I love ballads, man. I love ballads.
You
so
do all right
much.
At them. Yeah, you do okay at them. Yeah. You make me sound really good.
Are you funny or what?
Nah. I want to ask. I heard word on the street is that you have a duets album that you're working on. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, in the street.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids are talking about.
Tell me the address to find the people. So.
Take care of it.
Yes, actually, we are in the end of the mixing already. Yeah, actually, we mixed the whole album pretty soon. I hope that I'm going to be out before the end of the year. That's my hope. Probably in November, maybe. I'm very excited about it, to be honest.
Who's on it?
It's such a privilege and honor to have 11 songs with 11 different guests that are people that I admire and respect. And it's such a privilege for me, you know, to have such a group of great artists that say yes.
Who are some musicians that you're playing with?
Oh, we got a Pharrell Williams, Alejandro Sanz, David Bisbal, Frida from the group ABBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, Celia Cruz post-mortem tribute to her.
Wow.
And then we have Juan Luis Guerra.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I'm missing one.
Stevie Wonder, did you say?
I said Stevie. Okay. Yeah. Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, Pharrell, Frida. It's 11 tunes. I hope I didn't miss anyone. If I did, I'm so.
You know
why? I'm wondering, while you're looking that up, I'm wondering if there are any, like.
Yeah, but I need to look this because, man, otherwise I'm going to regret that for the rest of my life. Yes, Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau, Alejandro Sanz, Plácido Domingo, Juan Luis Guerra, oh my goodness, Frida, Prince Roy, Josh Groban, Celia Cruz, Pharrell Williams, and David Bisbal.
So I'm wondering, when you're playing with all these different personalities and all these different musicians that come from such different musical backgrounds, are there any like creative challenges when putting an album like this together? Do you have to put on your Pharrell hat to kind of adjust to a music song for him? Or
no, the only challenge in that album was to find the availability of all those people, because all of them have an extremely busy schedule, you know. That was the main problem, to find the opportunity to record it one by one, and then we have to chase them all over the world. I remember we went to Spain to record Plácido Domingo, and then he didn't like it very much, and then we went back to London to record him, and he didn't like it very much, and then he come back here in New York, and then we flew to New York, and finally he liked that version in New York, and then, you know, we traveled 3 different continents.
A worldwide project, yeah.
I said 3, maybe 2. Spain, London, and yeah, 2 continents. Yeah, let me rectify that.
Fair enough, yes. You know, for the record, yes.
I don't want my bass player to call me later and say, man, you're such an idiot. You say 3 continents, it's only 2.
Well, it's always great having you in here. I always love seeing you, and I've told you this before, but you personally inspired me to keep playing the trumpet, so I'm always.
You played trumpet?
I did.
Oh, man.
You put me through college.
You know what? I'm so sorry about you, man.
It hurts.
Trumpet, it's the worst.
Thank you again so much for coming in, and how about one more song?
There we go.
All right.
This is something I wrote a few years ago, not long ago, which is inspired in the beat that the people of the West Indies play. They call it soca beat, soca. And I'm not very creative in terms of titles, and then I call it that, and I name it soca beat. Okay, let's start with the group. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Me adora la otra. Si tú no me besas, me besa la otra. Chiquitiquiti.
chicka-dee-chicka-dee-chicka-dee.